This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Baruch Ma'abam. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masach Yevamos. Tonight we're learning Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We begin Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The Braisa said that if somebody's testicles are punctured, they're Ptsuadaka V'lo Yovei B'Kal Hashem, which seemingly means that they're infertile. Says Gemara, V'nikev loy moilet, someone whose testicles are punctured cannot have children. V'ahu gavra de solik ledikla, but there's a guy, he climbed up a date palm. V'charze silu bebeim. And a thorn punctured his testicles. V'nafak mine kechut de mugla, and it emanated from him semen like pus. And he still had a kid. So we see that a punctured testicle does not preclude having a child. It says Gemara, Hashalach Shmuel, Kameh Rav. Shmuel sent a message to Rav, Amarle, he said, look, Tseva Chazer Abana Me'ayin him, go find out where the kids are from, because Shmuel did not believe that this person was capable of having children. You know, Shmuel was a doctor. That's the Rush says in Baba Kama, that we paskin like Shmuel, B'mamayna, B'mamanois, because Shmuel was very practical, and he had practical know-how. Nehirin le shvil din der reki kishvil din herda. Shmuel was an astrologer, he was a doctor. Rav was Rabbi Abba, he wrote the Zohar, so he passed like Rav, b'isuri. Anyway, here's an example. Shmuel, we rely on his medical know-how. Okay. Amar of Yud Amar Shmuel, p'tsuadaka b'dei shamayim kosher. If the person's testicles are crushed from heaven, he's kasher lovi b'kahal, whether through thunder or hail or in utero. That's not considered p'tsuadaka. Amar Rava, hainu de karinam p'tsua v'loi karinan ha-p'tsua. That's why we call it p'tsua, crushed. That means it sounds like it got crushed later, but not the one of crushed testicles, which would imply even from birth. So if somebody was born with crushed testicles, they're kosher. And since someone who's born with crushed testicles are kosher, if it happened later, through Masa Shamayim, it's kosher. B'mas Nisa Tana, in a braisa we taught, Nemar lo yavei p'tsua, v'nemar lo yavei mamzer. It says a p'tsua dako cannot enter the Kal Hashem, and it says a mamzer cannot enter the Kal Hashem. Mal halon bidei adam, just like a mamzer is through the act of man, avkan bidei adam, so too tzuadaka is through the hands of man, through the act of man, not natural. Now the Torah said three cases: tzuadaka, krus shavcha, and Petsuadaka and Krus Shavcha. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Petsua Bekulan, whether it's wounded in any of them, Dach Bekulam, if any of them are crushed, Krus Bekulan, or severed in any of them. What does this mean? There are basically three parts of the reproductive system. There's the male member, the testicles, and the cord of the testicles by which they are suspended in the sac. That's how Rashi learns. We'll see in a moment. Amarava. So again, Amarava. Ptsua bekulan, dach bekulan, krus bekulan. Ptsua bekulan, ben shenivtza hagid, whether the member was crushed. Bein shenivtzu beitzim, whether the testicles were crushed. Bein shenivtzu chute beitzim, or the strands of the testicles are crushed. Dach b'chulan, excuse me, petzua means wounded, whether any of those three parts were wounded. Dach b'chulan, if any of them were crushed. Bein shenidach hagid, whether the member was crushed, bein shenidcha beitzim, or the testicles were crushed, bein shenidcha chutei beitzim, or the cords of the testicles were crushed, or cross bekulan, if any of them were severed, bein shenidcha sagid, whether the member was severed, bein shenidcha su beitzim, whether the testicle was severed, bein shenichor suchute beitzim, or the cord was severed. Amar luhu hahu merabanan l'Rava. One of the rabbis said to Rava, who told you, which birdie told you, petsua daka means the testicles are crushed. Maybe it means his head is crushed. Where do you see anything about the Eiver Tashmish over here? How do you know it's that place? Maybe it's his head. Someone with a crushed head can't enter the Kal Hashem. Where do you see anything, any indication in the word? Amar Le Rava said, from the fact it didn't say, ah, the third generation could come, the fourth generation could come, the tenth generation come. Must be, you know why it doesn't talk about generations? Because it cannot produce generations. Shema mina, ba'oisai makam. So we see we're talking about the place that produces generations. It says,
the Mishnah says, flourish what a psuadak is.
Correct. And who told that Tana what it is? Where did he get that from? Which birdie told, like we learned in Yeshiva, which birdie told the Tana that it's referring to the male organ? Maybe it's talking about a different part of the guf. That's what we want to know. How did the Tana know? Right, you're right. The Mishnah said, but how did the Tana know? So from the fact that there are no qualifications of generations, that he's Aser, Bereu Barber, his son and grandson Kosher. Shmamino by Samakan. So Gemara says, well, Vidilma Haiduloi Mana Beidoris, the Yehuda Aser Bereu Barber Kosher. Maybe the reason why it did not talk about generations is because he is Aser and his children and grandchildren are Taka Mutter. Maybe really it's talking about a different part of the body and it didn't talk about generations because it's only him, it's not any other generation. So the Gemara says, okay, scratch that. Dumya Dekrash Shavcha. Similar to the one of a severed organ. Makra shavcha ba'isay makam, af hainami ba'isay makam. Just like the krash shavcha is ba'isay makam, p'tsua daka is also ba'isay makam. Says the Gemara, ukrush shavcha gufei, krush shavcha itself, mimai de ba'isay makam hu. How do you know the krush shavcha is in that place? Ema misifsei. Maybe the krush shavcha is the lip. Because krush shavcha is, it severed that which pours. So the lip also pours. By the way, this is a little bit reminiscent of the connection between the milas ha-peh and the milas ha, the two arlas that we spoke about, Parshas Noach. In other words, how do you know krush shavcha? Yes, it means pour, but maybe pour is a reference to the mouth, the lip, and not the eiver tashmish. Says Gemara, shavcha ksiv. B'makam sheshoifech, where it pours, and from the lips it doesn't pour, but it's expectorated. It says Gemara ve'ema michaitmai. Maybe it's referring to the nose. Someone with a severed nose cannot come to Kal Hashem. Miksiv b'shafuch. Does it say that which usually poured before? If it would have said that which you poured before, then you could say it's the nose. Krus shavchaksiv. That through severance, now it pours. Misha al yedei krisa shayfech. One who through cutting, it pours. Shaloy al yedei krisa enoy shayfech. But not through cutting. If it wouldn't have been cut, it doesn't pour. Ela mikaleach. But rather it flows. La fuke hai, to exclude the nose, the idea of idea shefech, it pours regardless. Shayfechu. So in other words, Krus Shavcha implies now that it's severed, now it pours. So that's true by the Ever Tashmish. Beforehand it flowed, now it pours. But the nose, it poured before, and now it also pours. So that's how we know the Krus. So basically, the Krus Shavcha is talking about Oisai Makoim. Therefore, Petsuadaka is also talking about Oisai Makoim. V'masnisa Tana in a brayso we taught Nemar lo yavei Petsuadaka v'Nemar lo yavei Mamzer. It says a Petsuadaka should not come. And it says a mamzer should not come. Mala halon ba'oisay makom avkan ba'oisay makom. Just like loyavai, mamzer is someone who became that way through oisay makom. So too, a ptsuadaka. Now the rest of the page is the physiology, the anatomy of the human body, and it's talking about different ways the Aver could be maimed or balmum. Nikev lamata me'atara shekenegdoi lamala me'atara. This is very important to know in halacha also, what's considered, what is the lamata and lamala referring to? So the Aver is considered to go down from the body. So lamata, basically, you have the part of the Ever Tashmish, which could be Bekishoy. Then you have the Corona, the Atara. And then you have the tip. The tip is considered the lower part. The Ever that could be Bekishoy is the higher part. Now, if there's a puncture below the Corona, and corresponding to it, it goes upward into the Ever itself, once it gets into the area of the corona, it affects fertility and it's a problem. Okay, now let's look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oy, oy, oy. The Mishnah says, im nishtayer me'atara fil kuchod asara kosher. A krus shavcha is when the tip is cut off. However, if you have even a hair's breadth of the corona and on, it's kosher. Yosef Ravina v'kami b'ilei. Ravina was sitting, and he had the following shayla. Meloy ha'chud sha'amru. This full hair's breadth that the Mishnah spoke about, al pnei kula, does it have to be a hair's breadth on the entire area of the Aver? Ay al pnei ruba, or the majority, even if part of it is completely cut. In other words, a krus shavcha is when the tip is cut, but we said if there is a hair's breadth of the corona that remains, it's kosher. Do you need the whole... a hair's breadth on the whole surface of the whole area of the corona, or is it enough to have the majority? Amalei Rava Toisol Ravina, Rava Toisol said Ravina, Maloi Hachod Al Pnei Ruba. It could even be if the majority has a hair's breadth, Uklape Resha, but toward the top. Now the Gemara is a very interesting shayla. Amar Rav Huna, kekulmos kshera. Basically, if the Aver Tashmish is slit diagonally, like a pen, like a quill pen, it's kosher. Kamarzev, like a gutter, where it's sliced like a pipe, and it has walls on both sides with a groove in middle. So in other words, if the Aver is sliced diagonally, then it's kosher. But if it's sliced like a canal, like a gutter, then it's pasul. Why? Hai shalapa avira v'hai lo shalapa avira. In the gutter, if it's sliced like a gutter, then the air gets in there, and it cools it off, and the semen is not viable. But by the quill, if it's sliced diagonally like a quill, then the air doesn't get in and the semen warms and it's viable. Rav Chizda Amar just the opposite. Kamar ziv ksher, if it's like a gutter, it's kosher. Kokomas psula, if it's like a quill pen, it's pasul. Why hai garid v'hai loy garid? If it's like a gutter, the semen flows and is drawn. Like a pen, it doesn't flow. Amar Rava kvased Rav Huna mistaber. Rava said like Rav Huna, it's mistaber. Hai loy shal b'yavir v'hai shal b'yavir. When it's like a slit diagonally, the air doesn't get in, and the semen is viable. And if it's like a gutter, the air gets in. Aye, what about the factor of flowing? Imishum gridusa. What about the factor of flowing, that it flows more from a gutter than from a pen? Midi dehava abarzo dechavisa. It's no different than a spigot of a barrel, which is narrow toward the end, but where it actually goes into the barrel, it's wider. And since it's wider where it goes into the barrel, it's an effective spigot. So too, when it's the gid, when it's cut like a pen, it's effective. Why? Because it's able to be effective in the Isha itself. That's the explanation. Just like a spigot of a barrel. When the spigot of the barrel is stuck into the barrel, even if the tip is narrow, but what goes into the barrel is wider, the same thing if the gid is cut, it's effective in the Isha. Amar le Ravina le Meremar. Ravina said to Remar, "Hachi Amar Mar Zutra Mishmed Rav Papa." This is what Mar Zutra said to Remar Papa. Hilchasa Halacha is bein kekolmos, whether it's slit like a pen, bein kemarzev or like a gutter, kshera. It's kosher. Either way, it's kosher. Miu mi boile. The question is lamata me'atar lamala. Is it only when it's below the corona? Or even if it's above the corona, toward the body itself. So the Gemara says, this is what Ravina said to Meremar. No, I'm sorry. Ravina said to Meremar, this is what Mar Zutra said, name of Papa. However, the Shaila, Ravina said, is it only if it's below the Atar or even above? So, Meremar said, bad, pshita de la malameta. Obviously, it's when it's above the corona. De isag de la malametara. Because if it's below the corona, then even if the whole thing is cut, it's okay. I feel nechras aginami. So, what exactly was Ravina saying? Says Gemara, Ravina Shibushim Remar Hudabai. Ravina was just trying to test Meremar. He was trying to confuse him to see if he was sharp. But Ravina knew that it's the whole Shaila was only if it's Lamata, but not Lamala. The whole Shaila is only if it's Lamala. Because if it's Lamata, of course it's good. Even if the whole thing is cut, it's good. Hahu uvda dahava b'masa machasya. There's a story that happened in Masa Mechasa where the person's Eva was cut like a gutter. Shafya Mar Bar Rav Ashi Kokomas. Mar Bar Rav Ashi basically trimmed it down to be like a pen va'achshire, and he made it kosher. Because this way, he held that if it's Kamarzev, it's no good, and if it's like a Komas, it is good. So he basically smoothed away the flesh so that it should be kokomos and not be like a marzev, and this way it would be kosher. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, that's all, folks. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone an absolutely amazing night. Kol tov.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Michael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.